These were 19 babies. They were just starting their lives. And for people to say that there is nothing that we can do to stop this slaughter of innocent children, I completely reject that. And I am impatient. I'm angry with folks who won't take a small step in addressing this violence, of this epidemic of gun violence that we have in our country. Nobody says that one law or one policy is going to stop this slaughter, but why can't we take action to do something to stem the flood of guns that is putting guns in the hands of violent people who wreak this kind of terrible damage? I'm very frustrated today but recommitted to doing everything that I can here in the Senate to move forward the kinds of gun safety laws that 90% of Americans support, even if the NRA doesn't.
The president gave an impassioned speech last night, and of course he was as much praise as he was getting for that speech. He was also taking hits about politicizing a tragic event. How do we move beyond even arguing about what's being politicized and what's not being politicized to actually change something?
Well, to offer solutions for this kind of violence, this kind of gun violence, if offering solutions to addressing gun violence in our country is politicizing a problem, that would say to me that the Republicans on the other side refuse to believe that there's anything that they can do to stop this. And if they don't think there's anything that they can do, then why are they even here? I have no patience with that. Now, I do want to say that for years, my colleague Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who came to the Senate around the time of the terrible tragedy at Sandy Hook, he has been working relentlessly on both sides of the aisle to come up with a bill that would at least allow for extended criminal background checks. So people who have a violent history would be stopped by this background check from being able to purchase guns. This is criminals and minors who are being able to take advantage of this loophole. And if anybody can find a solution that is bipartisan and therefore can pass the United States Senate with a 60-vote threshold, then I think that it would be my colleague Chris Murphy, and I'm doing everything I can to support his work. You know, we also could lengthen the waiting period for people who are purchasing guns. What happens is an individual who's purchasing a gun through the existing background check process might be flagged with an instant flag. But if the FBI doesn't have time to investigate that, then they can go ahead and buy the gun anyway. Those often could end up being violent people who should in no way have a gun. Those would be two examples of things that we ought to be able to do here, as you know, in bringing Republicans and Democrats together.